Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program 465. That's 465. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. It's absolutely free either way, including the postage and handling. We have a strong gospel message again today. Some fantastic letters and testimonies. We have some great Bible teaching, because it's the very thing that you need today. The very thing that you need today, because only the Lord, the Holy Spirit, knows what we need, and that's why it's so important for us to stay in the Spirit and be empowered with the Spirit on a daily basis, to be strengthened, to receive the strengthening of the Holy Spirit daily. Otherwise, we're not worth the salt. We're salt that's lost its savor. And we're no good but to be trodden under the feet of man. Right now, let's go to the throne and ask the Lord to bless this program. Anoint us, Father. Anoint and turn the tide, turn this program to your liking, that souls will be saved. Lord, we ask that you to stop the enemy, rebuke the devil, put an end to his evil works. We know that if we walk in the light, that you will bless us. But if we walk in darkness, there's no blessing for us whatsoever. Lord, let this message be directly from the light of the Lord. You are the light of the world. That souls will be saved, that Satan will be rebuked, and the church be strengthened and protected. Protect us, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Short and sweet. Amen.
Amen.
All right, here is Gary S. Paxton. I just talked to Gary yesterday on the phone and one of his friends for over an hour, I believe. And he is one of the best arrangers, producers, and songwriters in the business. I've known Gary even before we were saved. And now he's saved, and just, he said he's writing over 100 songs a year. He wrote, he was there all the time. And here he is singing, "Just a Closer Walk with Thee."
Thou art strong.
Praise the Lord. Yeah. Gary also writes some secular songs, and in case it ever gets out on the market, he just wrote one called "When I Die, Bury Me at Walmart So That My Wife Will Visit Me Every Day." He's a little bit crazy, but he's saved, praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. All right. He also, before he was saved, wrote the Monster Mash. All right. So we know where he's coming from. Amen.
Amen.
Before he was saved. All right. We have some letters today. Where's the first one from?
From Las Vegas, Nevada.
Okay.
Dear Lamo Ministries, I am a federal prisoner of the evil, corrupt government. Through the government's illegal actions and the lies that have been spoken against me, I am fighting Satan for my life and freedom. I go to trial on October 29th. Please keep me in your prayers, as I know the prayers of the righteous availeth much. I listen to Pastor Lamo on AM 1230 KLAV in Las Vegas, Nevada, from my jail cell. I am inspired and uplifted by his teachings and understand the tribulations he's been put through. Please send me any printed literature about your ministries and the history of the Lord's humble servant, Tony Lamo. Please thank Pastor Lamo for his wonderful broadcast. Sincerely in Christ, Richard from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Okay, Las Vegas. Well, Sue and I lived there for a while. The Lord humbled me. I had a Beatles album and I wanted to sell it because we were just broke. And she said, no, that I have to get a job at a Z-rated motel. It's called the Kalneva, and then a wedding chapel there called Cupid Wedding Chapel. And so I ran both of those for a while until the Lord said, that's enough. And he sent in Norman Kay, and Norman Kay told me about this singer, Earl Vaughn, and wanted to know if I would please promote him. And I didn't want to, but Sue wanted me to do it, and so I did, and he became a big star. Yeah, star of the Dunes Hotel over the Casino de Paris. He was the actual head star of the Dunes. And then I signed him up with RCA Victor and actually got an opportunity for him to do the Mary Alonzo story. But Mrs. Kikuts, who was Mary Alonzo's mother, wouldn't let me use his master's Rovan singing, and so I backed up from it because, of course, I couldn't make any money on Mary Alonzo's records. Well, we got this letter. Where's
it's
the next one?
Zambia, Africa.
Okay.
Dear servant of God, greetings from your co-workers in Jesus Christ, who was, is, and is to come. We hope the Lord is blessing you and the whole ministry as he is blessing his work. Pastor, I would like to thank you and the ministry as a whole for the great work you are doing. Before we knew you, we had a problem with lacking Bibles, but when the Lord introduced us to you, you have been so faithful that you are supplying us with Bibles, Tony Lamo newsletters, T-shirts, tapes, etc. May God richly bless you and your entire ministry. Because of your generous support, our ministry is not the same. Servant of God, I am hereby requesting Bibles, newsletters, CD messages, T-shirts, and sweatshirts for use on evangelism tours and soul-winning trips. We have recorded 48 souls who completely gave their lives to Jesus through Tony Lamo literature only. Let us celebrate together for their souls. May God bless you, yours in his service, Pastor Lungu from Chawama, Zambia, Africa.
Praise the Lord. This is so wonderful to hear these people that are on fire for the Lord. And this is the way we started out in the gospel field, and then Susie didn't want to, and I wanted to go on, and so I did, and I'm alive, and she's gone on to be with the Lord now. So it is possible for us to possess a weak spirit. Although having God living in our spirit, it's still possible. As a matter of fact, people can become so weak and disobey God and fall away from him. The Bible says so, and that any of these preachers and teachers today that are telling you that people don't fall away from the Lord are lying to you. We have some scriptures here We'll start out with 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 5 and 6. It says to examine yourself. In other words, experiment on yourself. Do an experiment, an examination on yourself.
Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith.
Yeah, because a lot of people, they are Christians, but they don't have the strengthening of the Holy Spirit. And they know the word, and they preach the word, but they don't do what the word says. And if you don't do what the word says, then you're walking in darkness. And if you're in darkness, you're lost. All right, so keep going.
Prove your own selves.
Because the way you prove your own self is you line yourself up with the word of God, because God isn't going to spring out another Bible on you when you get to the judgment bar. What it says in the Bible is the way that you're going, the Bible is what the Lord's going to use to judge you with. And so we can judge all things. The Lord said for us not to judge one another with our own judgment is what that means. But we are able to judge all things in this world by using the word of God. As a matter of fact, the Bible says we can take the least esteemed person in the church and give them the Bible, and they can read it to us. And if your conscience is not seared over with a hot iron, if you still have a conscience, because people, when their consciences are seared over with a hot iron, they no longer can be convicted of sin. And when that happens, that means that the Holy Spirit is lifted from you and they're remains no more forgiveness for you. So we need to examine ourselves with the word of God. That's how you do it. Just like you look in a mirror to examine if you've got any blackheads, whiteheads, or zits. You can see in the mirror. Then the Bible is the mirror. Amen. We can look in there to see if there are any weasels lurking around in our spirits. Because I had that vision of the Sue and I, myself, going up the mountain very powerfully and in the daylight and very strong. And then the vision widened up and there's Susie just barely walking behind. And so she told me that she knows the Bible so well that she doesn't have to study it anymore. And that's absolutely wrong. Because you'll fall away if you don't study. And when you study the Bible, you'll see that the Lord tells us to pray always, and Paul, pray without ceasing. Why? Because there's so many things in the world that we need to pray for. There's souls that need to be strengthened. We need to pray that when we see weak people in the church or people that claim to be saved and they're weak, we need to pray that God will strengthen their spirits, that he'll strengthen, that he'll overflow himself into people's spirits so that they have the power to be able to continue serving him. And so let's continue with this word here.
Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates?
Yes, so if he's in you, then you're not just knowing the word, but you're doing what the word says. We're not supposed to just be hearers of the word. But the Apostle James said that we're supposed to be doers of the word. Amen?
Amen.
So like, for instance, if Susie and I started out preaching the gospel and teaching it to a bunch of reprobate kids, and they get saved and filled with the Holy Spirit, and then they start thinking, well, we're hippies. In other words, we're hip to the haps. We're really hip to the happenings, man, you know. And so Tony and Sue are just naive. They're not wise. And so we'll just use them. We'll get our teeth fixed and get our glasses, our prescription glasses, get a new pair of boots and some jeans from the Alamo of Nashville and some shirts and underclothes and things like that and situate ourselves really good and even get maybe a suitcase or something. And then we want a bus ticket and go on a ride. Well, this got to Susie. But if she would have prayed for the strengthening of the Spirit, and I was only a young Christian, probably about 13 years old in the Lord, and that's young. that's young in the Lord, and I didn't know these things. Nobody was actually teaching me these things. I studied the Bible by myself, but I didn't have a strong enough incision in my spirit to be able to know the depths of the Word of God. And therefore, I would have prayed for her, if I knew to do that, for her to be strengthened in her spirit and to be able to preach to her the way that I'm preaching to you right now. I would have, because I know that the Lord exists. She did too. But it just goes to show that we're just not to know the Lord, but we're supposed to do what He says. Amen?
Amen.
If we really know Him, we know that if we stop doing what He says, that we're going to die. Something terrible is going to be happening to us. He's going to take us out of the way. Well, He took Susie out of the way because she kept telling me, no, you can't do interviews, you can't do this, you can't do that. And so the Lord told me to listen to her, and little did I know that He meant listen to her where she's gone, she's going astray, and to rebuke her. I thought she was, you know, so powerful in the Lord that I don't even dare rebuke or reprove her. And then finally dawned on me, because I kept seeing her dying, and then I started rebuking and reproving her. And she just kept saying, I just can't help it. I just can't go through that anymore. I'm just too sick. Well, I said, but if you would do what you're supposed to do, the Lord would heal you. But you didn't listen. And so hopefully and prayerfully, you will listen. It is possible for us to possess a weak spirit, even though we have God living in our spirit. To be filled, we need to be filled with might or power. In the inner man is the urgent need of Christians today. Always has been. To be filled with the power, the might of the Lord in the inner man. The inner man is our very core. It is the most holy place, right in the center of our mortal bodies, in the midst of our soul, is where the Lord is to be living. And we're to worship Him in spirit, our spirit, in our spirit, our new spirit with Him dwelling in there, and in truth. I mean, if the Bible says that we have to continue doing, and we don't do, if we think that we're smarter than somebody that's been through the fire as many years as I've been through the fire, if you think that, you're wrong. All right? Mm-hmm. Don't argue with me, because I'm telling you the truth. All right? And the incision that the Lord is giving you, He wants you to be cut even deeper, to have a deeper walk with the Lord, to be filled with His might or power in the inner man, the very core of your spirit. This is the urgent need of Christians. However, unless a Christian, unless they appreciate how feeble this is, unless you understand how feeble yours is, your spirit, you will not ask for the invigoration of the Holy Spirit. The Lord wants us to be vigorous. Amen?
Amen.
We can't be vigorous because our spirit, our own life, without the Holy Spirit, is not vigorous. It's vigorous to do the things of the world, but not vigorous or diligent to do the things of the Holy Spirit. Many times the children of God cannot rise up to answer the Lord's call to service, simply because though their physical condition is good, just like Samson's was, their feeling for spiritual matters is not much. It's low, cold, and reluctant. We've had enough of this Christian life. We've had enough of it. That's it.
God knows I put in many years here, and now I'm going to turn to be a reprobate. I'm going to be an antichrist. We've had some people that in the church said, I have children at home now. I've served the Lord here for 10 years or whatever amount of years they did, and now I'm going to leave. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to attack the church for saying that we have to serve the Lord with vigilance and diligence. Even when their emotions are quite high, like Samson's was, passionate and willing, they find themselves unable to serve the Lord anymore because now the body reacts lazily. Oh, it's such a hard time. We've been doing this for years, and, I'm just weary at doing well. The Bible says, weary not at well-doing. Amen?
Amen.
Because you'll fall away. You'll go to the nether world, right to the bottom of the pit of hell. Well, I've won all these souls, and I just feel that it's time for me to start telling jokes on my program and to start doing the things, you know, that the people of the world do. This is a phenomenon, a phenomena, and this kind of phenomena betray the weakness of the spirit in its domination or dominion over feeling and physical body. The disciples found themselves in precisely that situation in the Garden of Gethsemane. Quote, the spirit indeed is willing. The human spirit indeed is willing. Everybody has good intentions. But, you know, the pit of hell is paved with good intentions. Amen?
Amen.
Many people that have good intentions. But the flesh is weak. That's Matthew 26:41. Read it, please. Willingness by itself is not sufficient. The human spirit must be strong. It is strictly strong. It is strictly strong. It can overcome the infirmity of the weak flesh. Read it.
Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation.
Yes, because you could get into be tempted away from the gospel. Sure, can't stand the people in this church. They are phonies. They're weirdos. They don't listen to anything they're said. And I am high and mighty. And I'm just going to throw the towel. Well, you're just cutting your nose off to spite your face. Amen?
Amen.
Cutting your spirit off to give way to your soul and your flesh, so that your spirit and your soul and your body is slung into the lake of fire eventually. Then what?
The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Willingness by itself is not sufficient. The human spirit must be strong. You must have the invigorating power of the Holy Spirit within you. It is strictly strong. It can overcome, if it's strong, it can overcome the infirmity of the flesh. The infirmity, well, the flesh is sick, it's weak, it's sinful, and we can't let it overpower our spirit. We can't let it overpower our will to continue on to the end.
Mm-hmm.
Because only if we continue on to the end are we going to be saved. It doesn't make any difference to Sue. Lived 25 years in the spiritual realm before me and then another 17 before she died. It doesn't make any difference because the Bible says that the first will be last and the last will be first. Amen?
Amen.
So the young Christians will be first now. And the old timers, they get sick and tired of the Lord and sick and tired of doing what he says. The Lord finally gets sick and tired of you and spits you out. He says, I'll spit you out of my body if you get weak. Amen?
Amen.
Lukewarm. I can't stand lukewarm people. After I've gone to the cross for you and paid the price,
Why did believers sometimes find themselves dragging and failing while laboring for souls? It's the lack of power in their spirit is the explanation. The same thing holds true in the case of environments. People can't even serve the Lord in an environment. Sometimes environment is so busy, like in New York City, on the streets, and if you don't have an invigorating spirit of the infilling or the strengthening of the Lord's Spirit in your soul, well, you just won't be able to live in that environment because it's too distracting. How easy it is when we are affected by the environment's confusion of the outside world. If our spirits were strong, we would be able to meet the most disturbing situations with peace and rest and quiet. Prayer is the acid test of the inner man's strength. A strong spirit is capable of praying a lot and praying with all perseverance until the answer comes to us. But a weak spirit grows weary and becomes faithless, faint-hearted in the maintenance of praying. That's how we maintain our soul. Our spirit is to pray and to read the Word of God all the time, because the Word of God tells us to pray always. Pray without ceasing. Amen?
Amen.
A vigorous spirit can move mountains, can move forward in the midst of adverse situations like environment or feeling. Like, for instance, if a person, you find that you're going to prison, and you have to go because the Lord is putting you to a test to see if you're going to throw the towel in there. And he wants you not to throw in the towel because everybody knows that everybody is watching you. I mean, I know that everybody's watching my testimony.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and so if I fall away, then I'll be responsible for everybody else that falls away because of me. All right, and so therefore I don't want to go to hell. So like environment or feeling, but a weak human spirit is impotent to stand against opposition or aggravation. Great is the need of power in our spirit for spiritual warfare with Satan. Only those who have might or power in the inner man, in the core, in their core, understand how to exercise their spiritual strength in resisting and attacking the enemy. So we have to not only resist the enemy, but we have to attack him. We have to expose him. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so otherwise the battle will be make-believe. Yeah, you're just making believe. You're just playing church. Fought in the imagination of the mind for the excitement of the emotions, and perhaps fought with the weapons of flesh and blood. In order for the inner man to be strengthened with power through the Holy Spirit, the children of God must discharge their responsibilities. They need to yield specifically to the Lord, forsake every doubtful aspect in their life, and be willing to fully obey God's will and believe through prayer that He will flood their spirit with His power without delay. He'll do it fast. God will answer the expectation of their heart. Once all of the obstacles on their part are removed, it will happen. Believers do not need to wait for the Holy Spirit filling because they've already been filled. He has descended in their spirits already. What they need only wait for is for themselves to fulfill the condition for his filling, which is they must let the cross perform a deeper incision upon them. Yes, people wonder, well, how do I get my the foreskin of my heart, the greasy heart, circumcised? Well, we have to live in the Spirit and have a deeper incision upon them on the Spirit. This is performed by the cross, carrying the cross, denying yourself. Because if you're living in comfort all the time, it's very hard to deny yourself. When people have three meals or four or five meals a day, and they have a real soft bed, air conditioning and heating, they have Bible lessons given to them every day, they have air conditioning and heating, they have automobiles with air conditioning and heating in, and then the Lord tells you to go out in the desert and live in a shack. Oh, we don't, how can we do that? There's no refrigeration, no anything. But the Lord didn't have any of it either, did he?
No.
Okay, so you can't get too fat and sassy. I'm going to read something from, we'll go into the book of James, chapter 1. Read.
James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations.
Why should you count it all joy? But now, diverse temptations. Dr. Greenspan here in Texarkana, he was being tempted. He was saved, and they started saying they're going to put him in prison, just like they're telling Buster. The government said that to him, and he didn't do anything wrong at all. And I said, just stand, you know, I'll testify for you. And everybody in this church can testify for you in court, but they don't want me to go to your church. And they're saying the same thing to Buster. They're trying to make you look like a cult, Tony, and I know you're not a cult, and the doctor knows you're not. The other doctor that I'm in business with knows you're not a cult, and Buster knows I'm not a cult, and they're going to keep going. But he says, I can't do prison like you did. Well, you needed stronger infilling with the Spirit. I just can't. I can't. Well, he was so afraid that he committed suicide. That's what the government, the Antichrist government, wants you to do, is to stop going to a real church. They don't care if you're on the street taking drugs. They really don't, because they're the ones that brought the drugs into the country in the first place. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, keep going. So you're going to be tempted. And I just think it's tremendous when I'm tempted to throw in the towel. Because I laugh at the devil because I have the strong infilling of the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, keep going.
Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience.
Yeah, I have to learn patience because there's so many situations that I can't do anything about. And so I just have to pray. And the Lord tells me, just stay there. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. And then that gives me patience. Amen? When I hear from the Lord. That's why it's so important to hear from the Lord. Keep going.
But let patience have her perfect work.
Yeah, just the Lord tells you, just don't worry about it. And so I just sat there. They were trying to get a lynch mob on me again, over and over again. And the Lord says, this time just sit there. They're not going to, I'll take their lives. This time I'm going to take their lives. And that goes for the people that are harassing us in Los Angeles, in Arkansas, Texas, Timbuktu, you name it, over in Fort Smith, all the different places. Shut your mouths. Or God's going to take you out because you're walking in darkness and you're so far in darkness that you can't see the light. And even if the light is through me, is being preached to you on a daily basis, you still are not doing so. You cannot resist the power. The power will consume you. All right? The Lord said that. Okay, yeah. Then go ahead. Now I'm going to go into some messages in regard to that later. I can only do one message at a time. Okay, keep going.
But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing.
Right, keep going.
If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally.
Yeah, you know what wisdom is. Wisdom is the fear of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
If you lack wisdom, then God will give it to you if you ask. Amen?
Amen.
Wisdom, he'll give you the fear of him. Okay?
Amen.
But make sure that you want the fear of God if you want the wisdom of the Lord, because the fear of the Lord will cause you to depart from evil. And if he starts pouring out his spirit on you, his fear or his wisdom on you, you're going to know that he exists. All right, then what else? And we need to know that the Lord exists down in the very core of our spirit. Otherwise, if we don't know that, if we don't feel the empowering of the Holy Spirit, we're not going to make it. And the Lord's coming back soon, and you're really falling away at the wrong time. This is, you put in some years in the Lord, don't give up now, because if you do, if you start walking in darkness, then it's impossible for you to be restored to repentance. Okay, keep going.
If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him.
No, the Lord won't upbraid you or scold you for praying for wisdom. Do it and see, you'll get it. And don't get too lazy. The soul, you know, your body gets weak, your spirit, your soul, and your bodies. Should they be faithful, believing, and obeying them, then within a very short time, the power of the Holy Spirit will saturate your spirit and strengthen your inner man for living and for laboring. Now, we're talking about laboring here, okay, because you're not to just be a hearer of the word, but you're supposed to be a laborer. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so when Susie stopped laboring, then we walked into darkness. And when you're in darkness, God's not going to give you anything. I said, get into the light. Let's start passing out tracts. I'll take care. Oh, Tony, you're just too young and... I said, I'll do it. The Lord will see my effort. And if you don't stop this, she said, I'm sick. You have to stay home with me. Okay, keep going.
But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed.
Yeah, you're not supposed to waver or throw in the towel. You're supposed to be asking for the strengthening of the Holy Spirit, for the Lord to pour out his strengthening into your soul. But you don't pray. And if you don't pray, if you don't ask, you're not going to receive. Isn't that what the Lord says?
Yes.
Okay. Ask and you shall receive, he said. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to you. But you don't pray. And then you say, why is the Lord not giving me all these things? Because, you nutcase, you don't pray. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted.
But right, because a person that just lowly is lowly and just does what the Lord said is more better than somebody that is exalted real high and doesn't do what the Lord says. And they decide with their carnal mind to throw in the towel. Okay, keep going.
But the rich, in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass he shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perisheth. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him.
Yeah, so Susie, I said, there's guys, they're using us. But so what? God keeps keeping us going. I mean, he still keeps sending money in for us to keep going. And if you die, I'm going to have to handle it myself anyway. And if you think I'm going to fall away, you're crazy. Okay, because I know God exists. I've had an experience with him. You saw him yourself, and I saw him myself. All right, with my eyes wide open, and with your eyes wide open. Some Christians may receive the Lord's filling immediately upon once surrendering themselves to the Lord, for they already have met the conditions for such a reward as this, for such filling of the Holy Spirit. This invasion of God's power in us, this infilling of his spirit happens in the human spirit. It is the inner man and not the outer man which is activated by his power, like Samson's was. Samson had it, but the Lord anointed his flesh to show that could be done. Now the Lord gave Samson his outer man's power, but it's the inner man that really counts. Amen?
Amen.
I don't want my eyes put out, okay? I don't want to be pushing a millstone. Samson was weak in the inner man because of the different activities of his. So God's power thence becomes strong when the Spirit of God strengthens us. This is the most important thing to recognize, for it helps us to exercise simple faith in our desire for the filling of the Holy Spirit. Galatians 3:14. That's the chapter I got filled with the Holy Spirit on, is Galatians 3.
That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
Faith. So we can receive what?
The promise of the Spirit through faith.
So we can receive the Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the infilling, the strengthening of the Spirit by faith. Rather than to anticipate some bodily sensation such as a shaking or a jerking or a falling out, like you see people touch people and they fall on the floor, yet Christians need to be watchful so that they use the faith as an excuse for not experiencing. Now, a lot of people say, I have faith, and they're using that as an excuse to say that we don't need to experience the empowering of the Holy Spirit. But if you have faith, that's not enough. You have to. You have faith that the Word of God is true, but that's not enough. You have to not be just a hearer. I'll show you my faith by my work, says James. Amen?
Amen.
I'll do. I'm going to go out and witness and testify, because I know I don't want to be like Susie. Amen?
Amen.
I don't want to go up in the light halfway up the mountain and then all of a sudden the dark overtake me because I refuse to do what the Lord says to do, is to go out in the witnessing crews to witness and testify, take a bunch of people in. Bible says it's like fishing. You pull the net in and there's all kinds of weasels in there, like eels and stuff. You can't sell them at market, so you throw them out. Or turtles, you throw them out and just keep the good fish. Amen?
Amen.
So this is just a process that the Lord warns us about that's going to happen anyway. So get used to it, Susie. Amen?
Amen.
So the bad ones come, we buy them a pair of boots, you get their teeth fixed on and so forth. That makes them more guilty than they ever were in their life, because they heard the truth, they got saved, they got filled with the Holy Spirit, they got their boots, their saddle, their hat, their bandana, everything. Their teeth, their eyeglasses, the whole shot. Three squares, three hots, and a cot. And they wanted to go anyway. And so let them go. I mean, why does that bother you? The conditions for God filling our spirits with himself must be accomplished. It must be. It's not something that you can just pretend, or to just make everybody, you think that everybody believes that you're Christian. You're not. I can tell it. I can tell when people are filled with the Spirit and not. And the attitude of believers must be firm. God will fulfill his promises. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, let's continue on here.
Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil.
No, he'll test you, but he's not going to tempt you to sin. Okay? He tested Job. Amen?
Amen.
And Job, he just went through it. He says, though he slay me, I will, I'll serve him. Amen?
Amen.
If he kills me, I'm going to continue going. What choice do we have? We're going to have to face him one of these days. Every one of you. Every one of us. Okay, go ahead.
God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin.
Yes, a lustful thing. Oh, Lord, I want to have fun. I want to go out to dinner with people, and I want to, you know, sit around and talk. What good is that going to do? You're wasting time. You're going to get into little cliques and talk to your friends. The Lord says for you to go out into the highways and hedges and preach the gospel. Amen?
Amen.
Okay? And to pray without ceasing. But you want to talk to a bunch of empty-head airheads. Okay? Keep going.
And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren.
Well, what is sin? Not doing what the Lord says to do. That's sin. Okay, then what?
Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above.
Yeah, if you want something that's good from the Lord, you have to do what he says, because he's not going to give you good gifts. If you're getting something from this world, it's not a good gift. Only all good things, all spiritual things come from the Father of lights. Amen?
Amen.
Read that line again.
Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning.
Yeah, that's really why I thought, I know, see, God gave Sue to me. And I just, that just threw me for a loop that she was doing that. I couldn't believe. I thought she was pretending or testing me or something. Okay, keep going.
Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only.
Yeah, in other words, the Lord knew, told Susie and I what to do. We weren't just to hear the word and then... Okay, are we going to decide to let everybody just let them all fall away and then not win any more souls? No, the Lord puts you in darkness if that happens. So when a church stops winning souls or stops getting a feeling for it, they're going to go to hell. I don't care what these wound lickers say that's standing in pulpits. They're a bunch of devils. We must continue on in the word to the end. Amen?
Amen.
And if I don't care if Susie wanted to go to hell or anybody else wants to go to hell, I'm not going to go with you. Okay?
Amen.
You just figure, I'm going to keep preaching the gospel. Keep going.
But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves.
Yeah, you deceive yourself. Why deceive yourself into hell? Then what?
For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass.
In other words, you see what you're supposed to do in the mirror, which is the word of God, and then you don't do it. Then what?
For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction.
And okay, let him read the rest. Examine yourself. Amen?
Amen.
And we didn't do Matthew 7:21 through 27, where it tells that a person that does the will of the Lord, they are building their house on a rock, the solid rock, Christ Jesus. And those that don't, they build their house on sand. That's like the same as building your house on sand. When the winds and the floods and the rain and the storm comes, that house that's built on sand, the one that the person doesn't do what the Lord says, is going to be swept away. Now, both houses are standing in the rain and on the, they're all going through the storms and the floods and the wind and the rain, but there's one house that caves in. Amen?
Amen?
That's the one that doesn't do what the Lord says. The house that stands is the one that digs down deep and makes a, lays a foundation, and they don't try to change the word of God or to think that they're so important in the Lord because they won a few souls that they can divert or to misdirect their selves from doing the will of God. Well, but it's carrying a cross, and a cross hurts. The Lord never said that he called you to carry a bouquet of roses. He called you to take up the cross and follow him. And he said to deny yourself and follow him. My time is up, and so you can start denying yourself right now. And you can begin carrying the cross right now. You can be saved, born again of the Spirit right now, if you'll just say this prayer to the Lord. This is just the beginning, though. There's more, and you just keep listening to this program, and I'll be telling you all about what more is. So say this prayer to the Lord, because it's the prayer that will get your soul saved. And, you know, if you say no, you're doing the same thing as denying the Lord. And if you deny him, he'll deny you. So say this prayer. My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, God, rose him from the dead, raised him from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, my spirit, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy former sins away in the precious blood you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just praise and thank the Lord. Just keep praising and thanking him. And Sharon, tell him how to receive a copy of this program, number 465. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. It's absolutely free, including the postage and handling.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas, 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Praise the Lord. Here's a song that I just really love, and it's done by Reverend Leo Harrison and the Gospel Rangers. They're a Four Square Church up around Bakersfield area. I can't remember exactly the town. They're like a family group. They're Four Square. They're like they're from the Amy Semple McPherson Church, and that was, and I imagine it still is, a very, very, very good church. Sue and I have preached there many times. It's called Jesus Signed My Pardon.
Thank you. there.